Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Just to give you a quick update, I'm coming to you from Kenya today, and we've been having some good rains, which is very unusual because this is the dry season. January and February here generally are quite dry, but we've had some very good rains, and rain is forecast for this weekend as well. And so we've been doing some planting out on the farm. We also have new children coming to the children home. Have three there yesterday that are new. They were rescued from a bad situation in their family. And so we have three new children, two in the week before. So in just the last week, we've gotten five new children there at the children's home. We place them in schools. Some are in special needs schools. The majority are in Mione Public School, which is near our children's home, about a 10-minute walk from our children's home. And so they're in school from about 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And so we're making progress that way. We have also a big crusade plan coming up in Tanzania, down in Mbeya, way down in the southern part of Tanzania near the Zambia border. And so we'll be going down there late in February. We'll be going down there about the 20th of February. So keep that in your prayers. And if you feel called to do so, you feel convicted to do so, help us with financial contribution to go to Tanzania. We have a lot of expenses in travel, coronavirus tests, and air travel. And so we need your support. We need your contributions. So if you feel convicted to do that, please support us and stay tuned for the contact information at the end of the broadcast. Well, we're coming out of an election cycle in the United States. I'm sure everyone is very super conscious of that. We're coming out of a very divisive election cycle. It's still divisive. There's still lots of bitterness and confusion, lots of misunderstanding. But I want to encourage you to keep praying. I want to encourage you to keep faithful to, we walk by faith and not by sight. Keep faithful to what the Lord has spoken to the prophets. Keep faithful to what the Lord is doing in your life. Keep faithful to what the Lord is doing in the body of Christ in general, all over America, and not just in America, but around the world. Stay faithful, because many times we don't understand how the Lord works. We don't understand the Lord's timing. And so many people are disappointed in America, and they get so discouraged that they can't keep their good walk with the Lord going. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to stay faithful and continue with your good walk with the Lord. And the Lord has just been speaking to me the last few days about encouraging you to keep praying, encouraging you to keep asking the Lord to bless this nation. And blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And so when you cry out to the Lord, when you call on the Lord hears your prayer. He hears your cry. He sees the dilemma that is in the United States of America, the confusion, the dilemma that we're in, that many people feel like the election was not honest, that it was not just, that it was not true. And so the Lord is just encouraging me, and so therefore I'm encouraging you. Stay faithful, stay in prayer. You don't know what the Lord may do. I'm not encouraging insurrection. I'm not encouraging civil unrest. What I am encouraging is just stay faithful in prayer and keep your good walk with the Lord going. Keep your diligence going. Whatever the Lord has called you to do, whatever the Lord has promoted you to do, faithful is he who calls you. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, it says, he who calls you is faithful, and he also will do it. Well, God will do it, but he uses the agency of man. He uses men and women who are faithful to him. He uses men and women who are diligent in prayer and diligent in their walk with the Lord and diligent in their daily life, their manner of life. He uses us in ways to promote the kingdom and to bring about the change that he desires for his kingdom here on the earth. Well, I said we would start in verse 16 of 1 Thessalonians 5, And I encourage you to read this whole chapter, because it is just loaded with encouragement, it is loaded with wisdom, it is loaded with admonition, and this is words from the Apostle Paul as he was given these words by the Lord. And in verse 16, Paul says, "Rejoice always." And then verse 17, "Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Well, beloved, it's sometimes difficult, maybe not just sometimes, maybe oftentimes difficult to rejoice when we see things that don't make sense to us, when we see things that we don't understand, when confusion reigns, not only in America, but across the earth, when confusion and difficult situations and circumstances come forth, and we don't understand the working of God, we don't understand the timing of God, we don't understand how God can make good out of a bad situation, how God can bring people to Him out of a bad situation. But there are times and seasons when we just need to stay faithful in prayer and keep thanking the Lord, even though we don't understand what is going on. And so that is why Paul says, "Rejoice always and pray without ceasing." You don't know who else is praying. Beloved, you don't know the totality of the prayers that are going up before the Lord, even right now, this very day. You don't know that. Only God knows that. He knows the cry of the people of the United States, the people that are crying out for justice, the people that are crying out for righteousness. And there are many in America who feel like things are not just. There's minority people. There's people from different tribes, tongues, nations, even within the United States of America, who feel like they don't have justice. There are poor people who feel like they don't have justice. And so I feel like the Lord is just saying to us today, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Continue to call out to the Lord. Continue to cry out to Him. Continue to say, "Lord, we thank You. We don't understand what is going on. We don't know the totality of Your plan for the United States of America. We know You want to bless this nation, but we don't know how it's going to work out or how it's going to play out. Maybe it's not going to play out the way some people think or the way some people had planned in their own heart and in their own mind. But I say to you today, if we keep praying, if those who want to see justice, if those who want to see righteousness, if those who want to see God's hand move in a mighty, dramatic way in America, if we keep praying, the Lord will bless this nation, and He will bring to justice the wicked. He will bring to justice those who are plotting evil schemes, and that is God's plan, that everything be brought to the light, everything be exposed, not just because of this election, and we're not trying to promote a particular man, we're trying to promote an agenda of God, God's plan for America. And God uses particular people. He uses the body of Christ. But God's plan for America, we want to see it prevail. We want to see it established here in America. And it can only be established when His people pray. And so the Lord says, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. So we give thanks, Lord, for everything that has happened. We give thanks this day for everything that has happened in the last 4 years, in the last 8 years, in the last 250 years here in the United States of America. We give thanks for where we are today. And Father, we give thanks for the body of Christ and for the prophets and for the people who are crying out to the Lord this very day. We give thanks because we know that Your plan will be established. We know that when we pray, You hear our prayer. You don't hear the prayers of the wicked. You hear the prayers of the righteous. And so when we pray, You will answer. You will act in Your good time. And when You act and in Your good time, things will be set straight. Things will be set right. And there will be no question, no uncertainty about who is behind the action. People will know, because it will be such a dramatic thing. People will know that it is of God, and people will know that it is Your plan that is being enacted in response to the prayers of the saints. Well, so we're coming into a time when people are saying, well, there's just so much chaos, there's so much confusion. Maybe we should just have a prayer that says, Jesus, come quickly. Jesus, come quickly. Get us out of this situation. Jesus, come quickly. It's becoming too traumatic. There's too much chaos, too much turmoil. Jesus, just come and rescue us from this situation. Well, beloved, I don't want you to get in a mode of thinking in that way. I want you to keep watching and keep praying and be faithful to do what God has called you to do, whether it's to be a teacher, a bus driver, a farmer, a custodian, whatever it is, work in a restaurant, whatever it is God has called you to do. Maybe you do have a ministry. Maybe you are a preacher, a pastor, a teacher. You're listening to me today and you need some encouragement as well. I say to you today, stay in the battle, stay in the fight, no matter what the Lord has called you to do. And so I'm going to flip over a page here to 2 Thessalonians, and this is the Apostle Paul talking to the Thessalonians, a baby church in Thessalonica, and he is telling them to stay diligent in the fight. He is telling them to stay encouraged, to stay busy, to keep their minds busy, their hands busy, and don't give up and don't get discouraged. He says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6, but we command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. Well, the tradition Paul is referring to is a tradition where people work, they stay busy, they stay active, don't get discouraged, don't get depressed, don't turn to eat, drink, and be merry. Just stay in your good lane, stay in your good road, your holy highway with the Lord, and stay busy. And that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which you receive from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we were not disorderly among you. Nor did we eat anyone's bread, this is verse 8, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but we worked with labor and toil night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you. Well, this is a good message for everyone in America. It's not so appropriate out in the Midwest. I believe most of the people out there in the Midwest have a good work ethic. Many people grew up on farms. They know how to work. They started working when they were very young, doing chores, doing cattle and animal chores. And so many people in the Midwest are very accustomed to working. They have a great work ethic. And so this message is not so much for you maybe as for people in other parts of the nation. Many people grow up in the cities and to them work may be hanging out on a street corner and looking for drug deals or looking for customers for their illegal activities. And so I'm saying to you today, Paul is saying, we didn't eat anyone else's bread. We expected to buy our own bread. We expected to work with our own hands, make money, and be orderly in our conduct, orderly in our manner of life. And we didn't expect anybody else to take responsibility for our life. We didn't expect anybody else to feed us. Paul is saying we took care of ourselves, and we didn't want to be a burden to any of you. And verse 9, not because we do not have authority. He was saying we have authority. Paul is speaking of himself as an apostle, as a preacher, that he had the authority to live off other people's work. He could have set himself up in an office somewhere, but he didn't. He was a tent maker, and he was continuing all of the days of his life. He was continuing in his trade as a tent maker. Everywhere he goes, he sets up shop to make tents. He usually found people of like mind, of like trade, people who were also doing that trade, and he worked with them, people of the church. And so he's saying, we wanted to make an example of ourselves, how you should follow us. Paul said, we continue to work, we continue to be busy, we continue to be faithful, and we continue to be diligent because we wanted to show you what it looks like to be orderly, to be mannerly, to live a good manner of life, and not to ask other people to take care of us, and that we would not be a burden on other people. Well, he goes on to say in verse 10, I'm sure all of you have heard this scripture, for even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. And those who are such, verse 12, we command you and exhort you through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. So Paul is saying, work in quietness. Another way to say that would be mind your own business and do your work. And especially at this time when people are rioting, it's becoming a common thing in America. And I condemn all rioting. I condemn all forms of violence in protests. I condemn looting and stealing. And so does the Lord. I'm not speaking as a man here. I'm speaking God's plan. He doesn't endorse violence. He doesn't endorse rioting. He doesn't endorse looting, stealing, and arson, all those things which have become commonplace in America. And he's saying, do your work as unto the Lord. Do your work as unto the Lord. And there's some people out there listening to me today. You may not be in the dream job you want. You may not be where you want to be as far as your work, as far as your career. But I say to you today, do your work as unto the Lord, and God will see you. He will reward you. He will bless you. He will make a way for you. He will open up opportunities for you in your dream job, possibly in your more desired vocation. And so wherever the Lord has placed you today, pray for those who are over you, in authority over you. Pray for your co-workers. Pray for your customers. Whatever you're doing, if you're a teacher, pray for the children in your class. Pray for your administrators. Pray for everyone around you. Pray without ceasing. Do your work. Be diligent to do your work so that when you stand before the Lord at the end of your life, you will have rewards in heaven for your diligent work, for your faithfulness, and for your prayers. Well, I'm going to refer back to Philippians chapter 4, and it's a time when many people are anxious. We're all saying, many people are saying, there's many, many people who are in a state of bewilderment, a state of not understanding what is going on in America. How can we be in such a state with coronavirus ravaging the people here in America, with political confusion and political chaos and turmoil? And so it's very easy for us to be anxious. It's very easy to fall into a pattern of worry and wondering what is coming next. How can I survive what is coming next? There are many people falling into depression and despair, but I want to encourage you with the words of Apostle Paul here in Philippians 4:6. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And so Paul is saying, don't let worry and anxiety take over in your life. You have to learn to turn it over to God, and you do that through prayer. Beloved, you do that through prayer. You have to let the issues of the day, you have to let your financial problems, you have to let your health problems, you have to let your relationship problems, you have to let them go and let them go to God and turn them over to the Lord so that you can sleep with peace, so that you're not needing drugs to go to sleep, you're not needing drugs to get you through the day because you can't cope with life. Beloved, learn to turn your issues in life over to the Lord. Be anxious for nothing, so that you can go to bed and sleep and rest and relax and say, Lord, I don't understand what's going on, but I'm going to give it to you. You understand. You know every detail of what is going on, not only in America, but every country on the face of the earth. You know every detail. And so I'm turning it over to you, and I'm going to bless the Lord, and I'm going to give thanks in all things, just as Paul said, give thanks in all things. Rejoice. I say rejoice. And he says in verse 6 again, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Well, what is supplication? Supplication is a plea for mercy. It's a plea for mercy that we know God is a merciful God, faithful to us, and he is a God of loving kindness. He is a God of grace. We receive things from him that we don't deserve, and we receive mercy from him that we do not deserve and have not asked for. And God is a merciful God, and we thank the Lord for that. We cry out to the Lord that he show mercy for the United States of America, because our sin is great. Our sin of abortion, our sin of promoting sexual perversion and pornography, our sin in many things that we do here in America, the corruption, the stealing is great. And so we cry out to the Lord. We ask for mercy that we do not deserve. And we repent of the sins of the people of the United States of America. We repent of the sins of our forefathers, people who were in power and authority in this nation in years past, who did not seek the Lord, who did not know the Lord, who did not give thanks to the Lord and give the authority that the Lord had given them. They did not give that blessing back to the Lord for the authority, for them being in office and in power. And so we say, because of the great sin in America, we ask the Lord to show us mercy. We repent of our sin and we say, Lord, we thank you for your mercy. And we thank you. We give thanks in everything, not just on the day of Thanksgiving, not just on Sunday, but in everything we give thanks every single day. We thank you, Lord, for being a great and mighty God. We thank you, Lord, for showing mercy to the United States of America. And we say, let our requests be made known to you, God. Acknowledge our requests as we turn from our wicked ways. Acknowledge our requests and hear our prayers. Forgive our sin and heal our land. And in verse 7, Paul caps it off here. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Well, beloved, that's what we need in America. We need the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. We don't understand God's peace any more than we understand other aspects of his being. And we ask the Lord to give us peace so that we can rest easily at night, so that we can have joy, that the devil doesn't steal our joy, and we can rest easily, and we don't need a lot of pharmaceutical drugs to get us through the day. We don't need anti-anxiety medicines and anti-depression medicines and all kinds of illegal street drugs to get us through the day and the night. We have the peace of God, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that is what propels us, that is what comforts us, that is what gives us the peace that we need to function and to do the work of the Lord. Pray without ceasing and stay diligent to do whatever the Lord has called you to do. Well, beloved, I hope this message has been an encouragement to you. Stay in the battle, stay in the fight, keep praying, keep thanking the Lord, and he will bless this nation. He will show up in a way that we can't imagine. He will show up in a way, and when he does, it's going to be perfect. His timing will be perfect, and no one will be able to argue with him. No one will be able to say, this was man's doing. It will be obvious that this will be the doing of the Lord God Almighty. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. We ask you to join us in our battle We ask you to join us as we take the gospel to the nations of Africa and across the earth through this radio broadcast. We ask you to join us as we minister to the widows and the orphans through Living Water Church and Living Water Children's Home. If you'd like to support this ministry, pray for us, make a donation, stay tuned for the contact information. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to know that you support this ministry, that you care about moving the kingdom of God forward through Gather the Outcast ministry, and you will be blessed. We will be blessed, and we thank the Lord for that cooperation. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.